My Polar Dream, written by Jade Haymeister and read by Roslyn Odes. Expedition 1. Destination: the North Pole. Distance: a 150-kilometre journey from outside the last degree, starting at 88 degrees north, 40 minutes. Duration: 11 days, May 2016. Goal: to be the youngest person in history to make the trip. Team: me, Dad, guide Eric Phillips, cameraman Peter Nyquist. Big challenges: Dad's kidney stone, delays from cracks in the ice runway, danger of falling into the freezing Arctic Ocean, open water leads, compression zones, polar bears, a race to beat the end of the season. Everyday challenges: skiing, homesickness, wondering if Dad was okay. Just when you think everything is going to plan, things can change in an instant. For more than a year, I'd been training hard to tackle my first polar expedition. I was feeling physically ready for the North Pole trip, but I had some concerns too. I remember one specific night at the gym where I had a major episode of self-doubt and fear. I wondered just what we thought we were doing even attempting this expedition. Here I was, a 14-year-old girl from Melbourne who had barely even seen snow, attempting to set a world record on skis. Who did I think I was? I was also starting to dwell on the dangers we could encounter along the way. There was the real possibility of plunging through the thin, floating sea ice on which we would be travelling, into the freezing Arctic Ocean below. There were also polar bears, who can smell humans from up to 20 kilometres away and have been known to stalk polar adventurers for days. But because the actual trip still seemed like a dream, these hazards did too. The night before we were due to fly to Oslo and then on to Svalbard, Dad and I went through all of our gear one more time, just to make sure we weren't leaving anything behind and that everything was working as it should be. All that was left to do was pack it all into our bags. To keep things calm, and at least semi-normal, Kane and I decided to play a game of cards, after Mum had dished up one of Dad's and my last home-cooked meal for a while. Dad told us he didn't feel very well and he went up to bed early. I'd only been asleep for about an hour when I woke to the sound of Dad's voice.
"I'm going downstairs to sleep so I don't keep you awake," he said to Mum.
It was only about half an hour later when I woke again. This time the voices were louder, more anxious.
"Do you want me to call an ambulance?"
Mum asked.
"What? Ambulance?"
I went downstairs to find Dad doubled over in pain on the floor. He'd been busy all week with work and organising the final details for the trip and had been ignoring some abdominal issues. But this was bad. I could tell immediately from the grimace on his face. Mum called emergency services, but when the ambulance hadn't turned up 20 minutes later, Dad decided he was going to drive himself to the hospital, even though he was in excruciating pain. Mum was trying to help him, but he kept saying he could look after himself. The situation quickly became very chaotic. We had no idea what was wrong with Dad, and he was starting to make less sense as his pain intensified. What if Dad was seriously ill? What if we had to abandon everything we'd worked towards?